Hello, dear ones, it's Alice. I am of the stars. I was working late tonight, and I listened in on a person who wasn't feeling very well. He said he had bone cancer, and his concern was that he wasn't living up to his own expectations with regard to a livelihood. Now, a lot of people are in that situation right now, because America is turning from a very vibrantly growing economy, which had been agrarian and then changed to more industrial and factory and IT work, all different kinds of work indoors, and with an raised level of living, including everybody moving into their own homes, often single family, people moving into homes with each generation in a separate home, and lots of electronic equipment and other kinds of, you know, good things that people got that were assigned to them, that we had made progress as a nation. We're changing now. America's changing. It's coming on a different sort of time now, with a lowering of the general living standard and a return to hands-on work and that kind of thing, subsistence living. Pioneerless spirit will do us well in these days. And so the feeling that this person who was feeling physically ill, feeling aches in the body, for instance, is a feeling that many people have today here in America, that things aren't going that well, that things are going downhill and so forth. Things are changing, and that's the truth, and they're changing all over America, and it's not a specific situation for any one of us. All of us are enduring this change, and so getting more into the specifics of this particular person, as it turned out, I spoke with his body cells. He said his bones ached. He said he had a diagnosis of bone cancer. And I spoke with him, his body cells, and asked them how they were doing. And what they told me was, I can't bear it. Apparently, this is a metaphor that the person in question had been saying to them or to himself subconsciously for a long time. And the bone cells, which bear the weight of the body, took it personally. Okay, and so they were feeling pretty sick. They were feeling pretty sad because, as you know, the body cells exist on joy, not on upset and despair and anger and all those other emotions. They exist and are healthy because they feel joy and love and light, that kind of thing, peace. So as a healer, what we have to do when we come across these metaphors that create physical illness, these subconscious mouth-speak programs that create illness, is we have to come up with something that turns it around in the other direction, something that uses a similar metaphor, but a positive metaphor. And so I came up with this. I spoke directly to the body cells of the other person, and I said, I bear up perfectly well. I bear up perfectly well. They were very, you know, excited about it. They were joyful about it, and they started to say that too. I bear up perfectly well. And I said, that's right, you do. And so then I spoke with the person involved, because the person, they also need to change the jingo, the motto, the subconscious mouth speak into, which you might call good speak. And so I asked them, with every breath for the time being, since their situation was acute, with every breath they should say, I bear up perfectly well. And they agreed to write it down. Maybe they'll do it. Now, the trouble in this kind of situation is that quite frequently Western medicine makes a diagnosis and expects a certain result, you know, and it's not quick to recognize that the situation has changed. And yet, amongst patients, the situation changes dramatically all the time. It's up to a patient to know when he's starting to get better. and not to pay so much attention to what the doctors say about it until they finally realize that this. So in this context of kind of a set in concrete diagnosis and prognosis, prognosis is the expected outcome. It's possible that the attitude of a doctor or a nurse can negatively influence the outcome for a patient, even if the patient is starting to get better. Okay. If in his heart the patient feels that this is happening, he needs to place himself in an environment where people are supportive of spontaneous healing. He can still take advantage of all of the wonderful things that Western medicine has to offer, but he can absent himself from the mouthspeak of people in the Western medical profession who are slow to realize that spontaneous healing is taking place, if you understand what I mean. So all right, y'all take care. Love you lots. Good luck with spontaneous healings worldwide. I hope it happens now, right now.